Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Right Stream and hashtag Right Stream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Welcome to Just Believe Radio on the Right Stream Network. Happy Sunday, everyone. Sunday evening. Back to work for most people tomorrow. Sorry to say, but maybe you're on vacation, so you could be lucky. Anyway, again, I'm Lisa Tarvis. I'm the host of Just Believe. I'm a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, intuitive counselor, author of the book Just Believe, and, of course, radio show host of Just Believe, and also Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, which is kind of on hiatus right now, and we'll be bringing it back here hopefully in a month or two. It's definitely a women's talk show sort of thing where we take on women's issues and talk about a lot of great stuff. So we're going to be relaunching Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss real soon, so we'll let you know what's going on with that. That's a Friday evening show. Anyway, Just Believe airs every Sunday at 7 p.m., and every week we have experts in the fields of spirituality, holistic health, metaphysics, the paranormal, that sort of thing. A lot of times we do, like we're doing tonight, psychic readings, and on-the-air psychic readings with a fantastic psychic medium, card reader, something like that. If you want to call into the show for your reading, and our switchboard is lit up already, but absolutely you can, depending on how fast we go, you could still get in for a call. So don't hesitate to call in. The number is 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. The chat room is open, so if anybody has any comments or questions or anything they want to talk about in the chat room, we will pay as much attention to the chat room as we can throughout the show. And I think that's everything I wanted to say for now. Anyway, tonight we have a fantastic connection. Unlike last week, anybody that listened to the show probably knows that we had a really hard time with our connection last week, and this week we do not. It sounds great, so we're in good shape there. But anyway, tonight we're going to have Jennifer Hicks. Jennifer Hicks is with us, and I want to read Jennifer's bio real quick for everyone so you know what she's doing, what she does and what she's doing, and also will be her website is jenniferhicksmedium.com, jenniferhicksmedium.com, and we'll be sure to post that in the chat room so you can all visit that site. But Jennifer Hicks is a psychic and medium who got her start working with law enforcement agencies. Her psychic skills began at the age of 16, but she kept her abilities a secret from everyone, family, friends, boyfriends, and eventually bosses and coworkers. She obtained a degree in biology from Rutgers University and worked in scientific fields for years, selling scientific equipment to laboratories and then suiting up in hazmat gear. Those groovy white Tyvek moon suits, yeah, they are sexy, in the environmental industry. Around age 40, she began to hear the people in spirit more powerfully, and they were telling her where certain murders and fugitives could be found. Scared out of her wits, she finally summoned up the courage to go to the FBI in Newark, New Jersey, and help pass along these tips. Obviously helping them. Helping law enforcement. Turns out she was right, and that began her career working as a psychic. Jennifer now does readings for the general public, and she continues to work on criminal cases. You can hear her weekly on Blog Talk Radio, like we're on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and her show is entitled Making the Connection. So that is Jennifer's bio, and I want to welcome Jennifer to the show. Hi, Jennifer. I really appreciate your being here. I loved reading your information when I first heard of you, because I love the fact that you were able to work with law enforcement. I think that is like that's like my ultimate end-all best thing I could ever do with my gift. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, a lot of psychics have different minds with this, Lisa. Some of them don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. It freaks them out too much. They just don't want to go there. And then
right.
a lot of psychics would love to do it. So it seems like you're either in one of those two camps.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's those people that just want to stick to reading their cards and reading for one-on-one people, and then there are other people that, you know, but then did you ever, I know when there are popular cases, and I'm just going to go to the JonBenet Ramsey case because
right,
that's always
right.
foremost in my mind. It's still an unsolved crime. When you hear stuff like that, even though you're on the East Coast, and obviously that was in Boulder, Colorado, do you have like a feeling? Like, do you kind of know what happened there, or do you really have to be? Does it have to be more local for you?
No, it could be anywhere in the world. It doesn't matter. I get phone calls and emails from people all over the world who want to know what happened to somebody they cared about. So I do remember picking up some information on that case. At this particular point in time, I don't remember what I picked up on.
Right, right.
But no, the
yeah,
person
it's been a long
does,
time.
Yeah, and, you know, I've gotten emails from people who listen to my radio show. You know, there was a murder case, or I shouldn't say murder case. It's a missing person case way out on the West Coast, on the Pacific Coast, North America, and the family has asked for my input. And I think it's a murder case because I think that the person is missing and is dead. So I don't have to have it be local. That doesn't mean anything to me. I do readings for people. I've done psychic readings for people in Iran and Australia and Trinidad via Skype. So even with just regular psychic readings, Lisa, I don't have to have the person in front of me.
Right. And that's, I think most psychics work that way, which is why
mm-hmm.
we're able to do this show, really, because if
right.
you had to be right in front of the person, obviously this wouldn't work very well on radio.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's good, but it's just, like, for me, it's like I'll get, all of a sudden, I'll see a newsflash, so I'm like, oh, my God, you know, and you just know, and I don't see things happening so much. Once in a while, I'll dream about something, you know what I mean, and see it through a dream, but I don't, like, have flashes of things that have happened. It's just this gut, oh, my God, I know who did it. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? And it's, like, it's kind of weird, but I don't ever pick up the phone and call anybody because I got nothing to confirm it. What gave you, how were you able to confirm it, and how did the FBI of everybody, I shouldn't say that because I think the FBI is more open to it than local law enforcement in a lot of areas. But how did you convince them to listen to you?
Actually, it didn't take much convincing. But before we even get to that, Lisa, you know, you asked a question right before that. How did I have the confirmation? How did I know?
Yeah, right,
well,
right.
What happened way before I even went to the FBI, I was, and by the way, I'm not a news junkie. I don't sit around listening to the news, you know, focused in on murder cases and missing person cases and fugitives. I'm not a badge bimbo. I don't try to date cops. So I no interest in law enforcement at all. But what happened is, like I said, around age 40, my mediumship skills started to increase. And if I happened to have the TV on and listen to the news at night, let's just say there was a murder in New York or a rape, and I live in the New York area, I would start psychically picking up information about who had done it and where they had gone. And if it was a news story, let's say in California, I would pick up information on who had committed the crime and where they were running to. And how did I get confirmation is that I started getting a lot of very detailed information about some of these criminals, and when they caught the guys, I found out that I was right. So that was my confirmation.
Okay, right.
I can give you a specific story if you want to hear one.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, this is this goes way back. I was watching the news one night, and what had happened is this crazy guy had walked into a Jewish daycare center in the Los Angeles area. It was a preschool daycare just for Jewish children. I guess they were, you know, bringing them up in with the Hebrew language. language and the Hebrew faith in addition to day school. And this guy walked in and he pulled a gun and I think he shot the receptionist. I don't think he killed her. I think she pushed a panic button. 911 was alerted. The SWAT team comes in. The guy fled on foot in the Los Angeles area. And I came home. It was maybe about, 5 or 6 at night, New Jersey time, which meant it was about, 2 or 3 in California. And I see this on CNN, the SWAT teams taking these tiny little children. They were so precious. They were all holding hands and taking the kids out of this daycare center and trying to bring them to safety, even though the gunman had fled. And so on CNN, they were saying, okay, now there's this massive manhunt in the Los Angeles area. We don't even know who this guy was. And they're going door to door trying to find this gunman. And I'm in my living room, and I'm standing there, Lisa, screaming at my television, you're not doing the right thing. He's not in that neighborhood. He's not there. He's gone. And then I stood there, and I realized, I said, Jennifer, you're standing in your living room screaming at your television set that they're doing the wrong thing. Okay, you're so smart. Where is he? So my gut was telling me he was not in that neighborhood anymore. So I sat down and I focused on it. And psychically, I could see the man getting into a car that was being driven by another man and heading east into the desert. Like he had left Los Angeles and was leaving maybe even California. Who the other person was driving the car, I didn't know. Long story short, they found this guy, a couple of weeks later. He had done exactly what I had seen. He hailed a cab and said, take me to Vegas.
Wow.
And he was just one of these, religious anti-Semitic nuts, and he lived up in Washington State and had just driven down there one day with a gun and walked into this daycare center and was going to try to kill people. So
it makes a lot of sense to pick on children, right? I mean, seriously.
I know.
That kind of stuff makes me want to punch somebody.
Oh, it made me sick. And so things like that kept happening, and I kept getting confirmation. There was a rapist who was raping women in New York City, and it was on the Upper East Side, and psychically I could see what subway station he was going down, what subway he got off, of what neighborhood he lived in. I wrote down that he lived, I think, on West 125th Street in Harlem, and, that's where he lived. So I started getting that kind of confirmation.
Right, which is when you get that kind of, that's what you need. That's what we all want. I mean, as psychics, there's nothing better than when your client comes back to you and says, oh, my God, everything happened just like you said it was going on. Or you were exactly right, this was what was going on, and stuff like that, because you're just like, to me, I'm like, duh, you didn't think I was right, now. But in the beginning, I needed that confirmation. You know what I mean?
Right.
You just get to the point where I'm like, that's why I told you, But in the beginning, I was just, you're not, it's not that you're not sure, you're sure, but you kind of do need that feedback, that confirmation. So
you have to have it with law enforcement work because the police are not allowed to tell you whether you're right or wrong.
Exactly.
They're not,
they'll
listen, but they cannot confirm with a great deal of information whether you're right or wrong. So when you give, as a psychic, if you are working with law enforcement and they're willing to listen to what you have to say and you're passing information on to them, they'll just say, tell me more. And then you get off the phone and that's it. They don't tell you whether you're right or wrong. They're not allowed to.
Right.
So having confirmation, having the kind of confirmation that I was getting with these news stories was very valuable.
Right.
Now, you also said, how did you end up going to the FBI? Well, this nonsense with the criminal stuff, it kept happening and happening. And I was absolutely petrified. I did not know what was going on. And one day I was standing in the post office just trying to buy a book of stamps. And you know how they have the FBI 10 most wanted list? Faces posted on the wall of the post office. I just happened to glance at two of the guys on the 10 most wanted list, and I started picking up information on them immediately. I said, I don't believe this. I can't even buy a freaking book of stamps. So I came home, and as the week went on, I picked up a lot of information about one of these two men, and just tons and tons of it, what country he was in, what he was doing for a living. This was an American who had committed a crime, and my opinion was that he had fled the country. And I knew there was a massive manhunt out for him. This was a big story. Everybody in the United States heard of this guy. And I didn't know what to do. I mean, I said, why is this happening to me? And I finally just came to the conclusion that, you know, the other side, they wanted me to pass this information on. And,
right.
And on August 10th of 2000, I remember the date very well, seared into my mind, I went into the FBI in Newark, New Jersey, and I told them where this particular fugitive was. And it turns out that I was right. So that's how I got started doing this.
Well, that's awesome, and I love that you do that. And for everybody who's on hold right now, this is the type of reading that Jennifer can do for you. So if you have, you know, something more than, you know, I mean, we always get the relationship and don't hang up because I'm saying this, but, you know, the relationship and the career questions, and they're completely valid. But, you know, if you're ever looking for someone who can really do the medium side of things, which, you know, a lot of people are uncomfortable. A lot of psychics are uncomfortable crossing that line even. And this
right.
is something that, you know, you're comfortable with, Jennifer. So I want all the callers and anybody considering calling in and anybody considering visiting your website, maybe booking a Skype reading with you, to know that your capabilities here. Again, Jennifer's website is jenniferhicksmedium.com. That's Jennifer, spelled just like J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, regular Jennifer, Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, medium, M-E-D-I-U-M, .com. And it is, we've posted it in the web, on the chat room, I think. If not, we will right now. And so everybody can visit her website. Let's get started with some readings. I've got,
Can I interject?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt. One of the things that I will do is if I am asked to do a reading about a missing person or a murder or something like that, is I'm very careful about divulging information. And I'll just give you an example. There was a woman who, I guess she was maybe in her 50s, and her daughter, who was about 30, was brutally murdered. And she had heard that I did this kind of work, and so she called me for a reading. And the murderer was on the loose. She suspected that it was somebody that her daughter had known. The FBI and the police suspected that it was somebody that her daughter had known. So this person was a suspect. By the way, I didn't know any of this. She just said, I want to know who killed my daughter.
Right.
One of the things that I will do when I get phone calls like this is I will talk to people because bottom line is sometimes I just want to find out how crazy they are or they're not.
Right.
I don't
right.
want to say, oh, this is who murdered your daughter, and then they get a shotgun and go running over to the house to blow the person away, you know?
Right.
So I just want to say that because I will sometimes hold back on information and may not be willing to share, especially on the air, if I think, you know what I'm saying? Especially if I'm right, and if I do identify the person who committed the crime, I don't want to blab it all over.
Well, and I think that when it comes to, and let's just make this a blanket statement here about that. I think that when, if anybody does have a question like that, any of our callers, which obviously I don't know ahead of time if that's what they're going to have or not.
Right.
But if you do have a question like that, Jennifer, why don't we just say that you're going to be able to say, yes, I am picking up some stuff, you know, and contact me at or something like that or email
okay.
me. You know what I mean? So they can do something offline, off air with you because I think that you're right. I think that that is very private. And, but, you know, it's good for them to know you're picking something up, you know, and you know, it's not something that you can, not everything is something that should be broadcast
right.
on the radio.
You have to use your judgment. And, you know,
right.
I get a lot of phone calls too, Lisa, from people who have had a loved one die under mysterious circumstances. And they want to know why this happened. Did the person commit suicide or was the person murdered?
Absolutely.
And I get a lot of calls like that, especially if the person who died was involved with drugs. Because, you know, you have, let's just say you have a loved one and you know they're doing drugs and everybody's trying to help this person, but they continue to do it. Now they end up dead somewhere in a hotel room, in their own apartment, in their car, under a tree someplace. Did they kill themselves? Was their life so unhappy that they ended it deliberately with an overdose? Or were they partying in a room with a whole bunch of people, and did this person take too much of heroin or coke or whatever it was and had an overdose, and then everybody skedaddled out of the party and left them there to die? Because things like
right.
that happen.
That happens, right.
So
that
I get asked a lot of questions like that. So there are quite – you'd be surprised at how many people have lost somebody under what I call questionable or mysterious circumstances.
Oh,
so,
I agree. I have so many of my clients that are in the
right.
same boat, and you can and it's and sometimes what you see and what you're picking up on is so unpleasant to have to explain or to see. You know, I mean, I think it's always unpleasant, really, but
right.
It does give them some kind of closure. It does give them answers to something that they really won't get any other way except through talking to someone like you. So
yeah, and sometimes the police are not very interested in following up on certain cases.
Right.
And I'm sorry to say this, but when drugs are involved,
yeah.
a lot of times they don't follow
yep,
up.
Everything gets stereotyped, and it's just they don't,
right.
you know, it gets kind of swept under the rug, and
mm-hmm.
well, this is what happens when you mess with drugs, and you know, it doesn't
exactly.
matter. You still want answers as the family members. I'm really going to stick to my rule here tonight, guys, everybody, because we only have so much time, and Jennifer,
all right, let's do
we're getting nailed with calls. One question. We can't do follow ups and all that.
Don't feed me too much information.
Don't give her too much information. This is just ask her the question. If she needs more information, she'll ask you for
sure.
it.
Sure.
All right, so let's go with that. But everybody, just please, one question, and if you want to contact Jennifer offline or off air, actually, it would be online, but off air, you can do that at jenniferhicksmedium.com. So let's get to our first caller, which is Kathy from Maryland. Kathy, did you have a question for Jennifer tonight?
Hi, yes. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Kathy.
I'd like to know what's coming up on my spiritual journey.
On your spiritual journey?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. As soon as I focus on that, Kathy, I'm getting pointed to the month of December, this December coming up. I feel that there is some kind of expansion with your spiritual journey at that time. Do you have any kind of seminar that you're thinking about going to, or a class that you've been thinking about taking, that you would be taking around that time?
Not yet.
Not yet. Pay attention, because there may be something in the Maryland area, a speaker that you've wanted to take a class with, or, you know, it could be online even, but the person, it also could be a person who's coming to your area. I just get this feeling of expansion around the end of this year, but not only from this class that I'm picking up on. The spirits are telling me that you've been putting more effort into this spiritual journey. Have you been meditating more lately?
Yes.
Notice that I use the word more.
More, right,
yeah.
yeah.
Not have you been meditating lately. Have you been meditating more lately? Because they seem to know that you've been putting in more effort. And by the way, they yell at me sometimes like, hey, we're trying to work with you, Jennifer, and you're slacking, you're not putting in the meditation time. I get yelled at. So they know, it's like Santa, they know when you've been good and when you've been bad. They know when you're putting in the effort to develop spiritually and when you're not. And so they seem to know this. Who's the lady who's deceased with the letter A? Agnes, Alice, Anna?
I have a grandmother, Anne.
And okay, because is she deceased?
Anna, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anna, okay, because there's a deceased lady with the letter A, and she seems to be, Kathy, in charge of your spiritual growth.
Mm.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And she also has a quick aside. She wants to get away from the spiritual stuff. She wants to talk about money just a little bit. She's trying to help you out with financial stability as well. And so I feel like there's more money coming your way. I don't know if it's a raise or whatever, but she seems to be in charge of both, helping you spiritually and helping you financially. Now, also, with the spiritual growth, I'm getting the feeling that you're a natural-born healer. Have you ever done anything with Reiki like Lisa has?
But I'm not really interested in Reiki. I feel like there's something else.
But you're a natural born healer. I mean, your ability to heal is quite strong. Also, I'm getting like past life stuff with you. Have you done past life regression?
I've done it once.
Have you been through it? Have you thought about doing it with other people?
About
being a past life regression therapist? Because that may be a direction that you end up going into.
I don't feel like I have that ability yet.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to be working with the FBI either, so there you go. But, Kathy, I think, by the end of this year, there seems to be quite an expansion with your abilities, your intuitive abilities, your psychic abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is interesting. I almost feel like you're going to end up traveling abroad. There may be some kind of seminar or retreat that you go to that is out of the United States. So what I'm getting with you in the future is an awful lot of education, an awful lot of learning, but also a blossoming. So, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, because somebody told me I was going to go to Portugal to the,
the El Camino
or something.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm getting this feeling of you leaving the country. It could be Nepal, it could be Hawaii, it could be, it could be Portugal, but you end up leaving the United States to go to some kind of mind-expanding retreat or seminar that helps increase your awareness. You also have strong psychic ability.
Yeah, well, it's not in tune yet.
A lot of things are going to come into tune. I think that you're going to have, what I think is going to happen, Kathy, is your psychic ability is going to increase and you're going to start picking up on past lives on people. By the way, I rarely pick up on somebody's past life. That's information that I hardly ever get. I think you're going to be strong with that.
And Kathy, just to add to that, the past life stuff. I've had past life regressions, and I became a past life regressionist. So I do past life regressions on other people through hypnosis, and I have to tell you, it is absolutely one of the most fascinating things I have ever been through. It explains so much about the things you're going through in your current life, puts things into perspective. All the crazy that's going on in your head, all your crazy. It kind of makes. All of a sudden makes sense, and you're like, okay, now I know where this fear or phobia comes from. What I mean? It starts to make sense. So I agree strongly with Jennifer that that's something you should definitely look into.
Right. Okay, because I had to get over the fear and the trust issues, and now I'm past that. So.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right.
Well, that was a great reading. Thank you.
Yeah, she's,
thank you,
she's
Kathy.
She's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, she is. And I didn't know I was signed up on her website or her email already.
Oh, good. Okay. All right.
All right.
Thanks so much for calling in, Kathy. I appreciate your calling.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great information, Jennifer.
Thanks.
Let's move on to Rose, who's in New Jersey. So she's where are you exactly? You're in New Jersey, right?
Me? I'm in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But
you're
in
New York.
Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rose, we have Rose calling from New Jersey. She's in New Jersey.
Rose.
So.
Hi.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Did you have a question for Jennifer?
Yeah, Jennifer. I just want to know what you see for me with regards to romance.
Okay, let's see. You know what I see? When I focus on you, Rose, I see you tearing your hair out in frustration. Okay? Just yes or no, Rose. Has there been a situation that's just, you just seem, you can't get closure with it? Where you can't move forward with it.
With a relationship, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm just sensing that there is a romantic relationship around you, but it can't move forward, and I feel like you feel that it's stuck. Does that make sense?
Not sure.
I'm just feeling like you're frustrated that this is just not going anywhere, where it's not going in the direction that you want it to go in. Let's just see if we have something new coming in. By the way, I'm getting a male name like Mike. I don't know if this is somebody new coming in or if this is somebody dead. Do you have a dead Mike on the other side? Mike, Mark, Matt?
No.
It's not somebody deceased. I can't tell. The spirits are not making it clear to me whether this is somebody deceased or somebody coming in that's new. Hold on a second. Okay, no, it's this, I'm getting the name Mike. It could be a riff on Mike, like a name like Mickey maybe, but there's the name Mike coming in that seems to be love or romance related. I don't feel that you know this person. I don't feel like you've met them yet, okay? When I focus on this guy, I get a strong interest on his part in cars or motorcycles, all right? So he may be a car buff. I don't know if that means modern cars, classic cars, or motorcycles, but I'm getting a strong a hobby interest in on his part with that kind of thing. And I feel like he's close to you in age. I don't feel like he's much younger, much older. Were you involved with somebody before who was younger?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing about. And I think that this is the situation where you had the frustration or things. Is this where things did not move forward?
Yeah, but we haven't spoken in a few years, so.
But you know what? It's interesting, Rose, because the energy of this relationship is still around you. Was this guy much younger than you?
Yeah.
I'm getting the feeling that it was, a good, solid age difference there. And I feel that this guy with the M, Mike, or Mark, Matt, but it does feel like Mike to me, is going to be closer to you in age. And that seems to me to be a good thing. The good thing also about this guy with the M name is I don't feel like he's got some crazy ex-wife clinging on to him or driving him nuts. I feel like he's coming into your life with no baggage. Okay?
Wonderful.
Yeah. Whatever woman wants.
Sorry.
Whatever every woman wants.
I didn't mean
wants.
To laugh that hard.
Now, there's a man coming through for you, Rose, who says that he died very suddenly of a heart attack or a stroke.
That's my father.
Okay, I was just going to say, don't tell me who it is. Okay. Are you Italian? Is he Italian?
No, we're Hispanic.
Oh, really? It's so funny because he's showing me what looks like jars of like spaghetti sauce or tomato sauce, or that's why I asked if you guys were Italian. Did he garden? Who's the gardener? Who's got the vegetables and the tomatoes growing? Or was this
nobody?
Him? Nobody? Okay, nobody. Let me ask him why he's doing this. Hold on a second. He keeps showing me like pizza, spaghetti, and this doesn't make sense if you're Hispanic. Oh, I get it now. This may be Mike. This may be the new guy. Okay, he may be of Italian descent. All right, and your first date is either going to be in an Italian restaurant or this guy, Mike, may be in that line of work because I'm getting this very strong Italian food vibe, Rose. So I think you've got a new guy coming in, and your days of being in the desert romantically are coming to an end. Okay?
When is that?
Let's just see when he shows up. I have to be honest, I feel like it's cold out here, so don't count on it being September, October, November. I think we're going into the winter time, December, January, February, because I see snow on the ground in the New York area at that time. And, we're going to January. I think that's when you're going to meet him. I feel that things start off slowly, Rose, but then they start to build. Okay, so that song, that Billy Joel song, The Italian Restaurant, that keeps coming into my mind. So there seems to be some kind of Italian food, Italian restaurant connection with this guy. So have fun.
Thank you.
He seems like a real solid guy, a nice guy, and a fun guy. He doesn't want to sit around and watch TV and take out Chinese, which is another fear that women have. He's going to have baggage, and he's not going to want to do anything. So I'm getting a fun feeling, and you deserve it.
What about the guy from the past? Do you think I'll ever hear from him? You're picking up his energy very strong around me.
Yeah. I keep getting the number 17, too. Do you know why? Is the 17th of the month significant? Or is this guy 17 years younger than you? What's up with 17?
I don't know.
Was anybody born on the 17th or died on the 17th?
I was born on the 17th, just saying, Jennifer.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what
just
it is.
Saying.
Okay.
No, Jennifer,
well, things like that will happen if I have two people, you know, that I'm connecting
I know, we're both live here talking, so I'm
okay.
Like,
hey, Rose, let me just see if Dad has one last thing he wants to say to you. I mean, this sounds so typical, you know, but he's giving me the initial J with a male, John Joseph Joshua. I think he's talking about somebody here, though. Is there a male who's here on this side, or it's a J sound, like George, like a soft G? Is there a J or Jose or Juan, or is there somebody here, a male with a J name?
No.
Okay, let me ask Dad why he's calling out this name. Okay, this is going to be somebody you're going to meet. It's a male, but he's going to be a friend, Rose. This is somebody who's going to be a buddy. So this is somebody, actually, this could be a new neighbor moving in. But there's going to be a male with a J name who's coming in to your life, but I feel like he's a buddy, and then you've got this other guy. So good luck, and let us know how it works out, okay?
Oh, thank you so much, Jennifer. I appreciate it.
Okay, not a problem.
Thanks, Rose. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's so funny, because I know, like, every time when I get readings from other people, and I, you know, they're talking to me, and I'm like, and they ask me something like that. Who's the J name? Who's the M name? Who's the, and I'm like, I don't know. But then I get done with them. I go home and I'm like, holy crap, I know who she was talking about. You know?
Hey, listen, it happens to me too. I was I was at a psychic fair, and you know, sometimes at these psychic fairs that I do, we practice on each other. The other psychics and mediums, we practice on each other to warm up. So I was at one of these events, and this psychic friend of mine says to me, hey, Jennifer, there's this dead guy by the name of Jake who's trying to come through. I said, I don't know any dead Jakes. She said, yes, it's Jake. Now, Lisa, you know, Jake is not a typical male name with a J. John, Joe, yeah, Jimmy, those are typical names, but there aren't a lot of Jakes running around out there. And I was insistent that I didn't know any dead Jakes. And she's saying, no, he says he knew you when you were kids. And then it finally hit me. Jake grew up across the street from me, and he died when he was about 45 years old. He wasn't somebody super close to me. And that's why I wasn't making the connection. The name of my radio show.
I know, it happens. It absolutely happens. And I do that. That's exactly it. And sometimes it's just somebody who just wants to say, hey, you know what I mean? Because maybe you were more important to them, or you had a contact that was earlier in your life, and you're not really focused on that time of your life right now. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly. Like Jake, I didn't see Jake after I was about 12 or 13 years old. So,
right.
You know, we played a lot together as children. He did live right across the street. So, you know, things like that will happen. And for those of you listening to the show, and I'm sure Lisa can back me up on this, a lot of times when people go to a medium, they want to hear from dead mom or dad, dead grandparents, the spouse, the pet, the child who died.
Yeah.
And lots of other people may be trying to come through, and it could be a friend. It could be a teacher that you had in second grade. It could be the little old lady who lived down the street from you when you were 5 years old. It could be somebody who died 30 years before you were born. So you have to keep your mind open about that.
Yeah, I always tell people, please don't book an appointment with me for a medium type reading if you want to hear from, if you're, you know, your only goal is to hear from a certain person, because I can't promise you that's going to happen.
I can't
control
who's going to come through.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I want to hear from my mom. Okay, well, maybe she's playing Mahjong right now. Heaven, and she's just a little tied up. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, you know, you just don't, it just doesn't always happen the way that, you know, the way that things, the way that you want them to. So you have to just be open, I think, to hear from whomever. And like I said, you may not be able to figure it out during the reading. It may come to you later that, you know, oh, I know who she was talking about now. Well, that's why so many people, like, you know, we record our readings. We, you know, if they're live or, you know, voice readings, because, you know, all of a sudden you replay it and you're like, holy crap, you know, now I know what you're talking about. So, all right, let's move on to Stacy in Florida. Hello, Stacy. How hot is it in Florida today?
Hi.
Hot in Florida today?
Hi.
Is it hot in Florida
today? Oh, yes. It's a scorcher.
Yeah, I'm headed there on Wednesday to my grandmother actually turns 100 years old, so we'll be celebrating
that. Wow.
Yeah, and I'm going to be visiting with my dad, and my brother's going with my husband and I, and we're going to have a little mini vacation and, you know, all that. So we're going down there for like 6 days, and I'm like, wow, my grandmother couldn't have picked like April to be born in or something. You have to go with August in Florida. So, yeah, looking real forward to sweating my butt off. Anyway,
yes.
did you have a question for Jennifer Stacy?
Yes, I do. I wanted to know what you see coming up with my finances, please.
Your finances? Okay.
Yes.
Let me focus. All right. When I focus on your finances, Stacy, I get this mental image. I see a flat line. It's like you're flatlining financially. I feel that the money comes in and the money goes out just as fast. Okay. In other words, I feel like you're not making progress financially. Is that correct?
No.
Really? Because I feel like the money comes in, but there are expenses there. I don't feel...
Once it comes in, it's the bills. And then it comes in again, it's the bills.
Oh, okay. So that is correct then. Okay, because I just feel like the money comes in and it goes right out. So you're keeping your head above water, but you're not able to save, and you're not able to put money away for emergencies or even for having fun. So the thing is, I get the feeling that money is coming in, which is a good in a sense, because I do readings for people who've got no money coming in. They've been out of work for, you know, a year or so, and they're going through their savings. So I see the money coming in, but I see it going right back out again. And I just feel that this situation has to change. Oh, good. It is going to change. I feel like it's going to change in September, which is, what, next week? September begins. So, Stacy, there seems to be some good news coming your way with money. Now, somebody on the other side is yelling at you about getting a job or getting a better job, okay? Are you thinking about getting, like, a second job, a weekend job, or another job?
Yes.
Okay, because this person is yelling at you to get moving with this, because you're just treading water right now financially. You're not moving ahead. And this, whoever this is, I'm asking them who they are. I want them to give me more info. They want you to pursue what you were thinking about doing. So if it's getting like a weekend job or an evening job or getting out of the job that you have and getting into a new one, get moving with this. Hustle. Vamanos, they're saying. Get rolling with it. If you start working very hard on this in the month of September, they say, in October you could find yourself in a better financial situation. That's not too bad.
Okay.
So just, you know, the thing about the spirits, and this is not only for you, Stacy, but it's for everybody listening, is that they're not like the cavalry riding in to save us. They can give you advice, but you've got to work with it. So
okay.
Have you been getting your resume out? Have you been looking, or have you been thinking about starting a business of some kind? Because there's this feeling of almost like a second income with you.
Business, yes, I am.
Okay. So you're thinking, because it feels to me like you've already got work. Is that correct?
I do, yes.
Okay, yeah, you don't seem unemployed to me. So whatever this business is, you know, get it rolling. Or sometimes even if you want to start a business on the side, you still have to get a second job to finance the business.
Yeah.
So because I'm getting the feeling of the necessity to start saving more money. Now, is there an issue with a car? Do you need to buy a new car? Or do you have a car that needs a lot of repair?
No.
Do you want to buy another car?
I just did.
Oh, you just bought the car. Okay. Because the deceased person is talking about the need for a new car. Sometimes when I pick up information, I can't tell the difference between something that just happened, is happening now, or is just about ready to happen. It seems to form a continuum for me. So I think whoever this is who's talking is acknowledging the new car. Okay, because they were talking about the money spent and the need to get the car.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like your finances could improve. If you get things rolling in September, there seems to be positive news in October. And then, it's so funny, they're showing me Groundhog Day. I feel like we're in early February, and you start feeling more relaxed, like there's more money coming in now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mhm. Thanks for calling in, Stacy. I hope that that helped.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thanks, Stacy.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Okay. Everybody's there. It's been on hold so long that they're like on have it on speaker or something, and they're like when we first get to them, they're like, oh crap, oh that's me. Okay.
That's okay.
So
that happens on my show too.
Yeah, I bet. Do you do live psychic readings on your show? Is that what
yes,
you do?
Yes, I do.
Or?
Yeah, I'm on Blog Talk Tuesday nights at 7, and I do live psychic readings on the show.
Yeah, that's really cool. Everybody, you can read her bio if you go to our blog talk page, which is blogtalkradio.com/rightstream, WRITESTREAM. By the way, I don't think we have a link, but it's to your show. But I do think we have the name of the show in your bio under today's show, so everybody can listen into that. We're going to go to Desmond right now from Ohio. Hi, Desmond. How are you?
How y'all doing today? What's going on?
Hi, Desmond.
Not a lot. How are you?
Oh, not bad.
Do
yeah,
you have
I
a
just wanted to
for
know.
Jennifer?
Yes, I wanted to know what do you see for my upcoming spiritual journey?
Your spiritual journey, okay. Just your silence. It's me connecting with your spirits on the other side. Desmond, so far, have you been studying with a female when it comes to spirituality?
Not at all, nope.
Okay, because here's what I'm psychically seeing. I see you sitting next to a woman. She has light-colored hair, blondish hair, or light brown hair. I can't really make out her eye color. The hair is short. She looks like she's maybe in her 50s. And it's almost as if you are apprenticing under her, okay? So there seems to be this situation coming with your spiritual journey where you're going to be working one-on-one with somebody. Now, there was, I think it was Kathy from Maryland who called with the same kind of question before. I really saw her taking classes and seminars and going to retreats and things like that. But with you, Desmond, I see you working with somebody one-on-one. It's as if this woman takes you under her wing. Let's just see what else we have on your spiritual journey. I also feel that there are people around you, Desmond, who are not accepting of your spiritual journey. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm getting a strong lack of support around you. And I feel like this has been a kind of, I don't want to say a stumbling block, but maybe this has been holding you back somewhat, where you've wanted to move forward with the spiritual part of yourself, but you've been kind of concerned what other people around you, like loved ones, are going to say. Is that correct?
All right. They probably won't understand until the finished product is done. But right now it's like, what is he doing? Just go get a job and, you know, work till you retire. And I'm really not, my mindset is not really on that right now.
Yeah, well, you seem to understand what's going on, and I have to be honest, as this spiritual journey of yours progresses, people are going to be saying, he's crazy, he's nuts, why is he doing this? So, I kept my psychic ability a secret from everybody. It started when I was about 16, Desmond. I didn't tell a soul. My parents would have shipped me off to the nearest convent. I was a biology major in college. Scientists are not big on psychic stuff, so I had to hide it from them. Then I decided to hide it after I got out of college because I worked in the scientific field with a bunch of scientists who thought that, and I would hear them laughing about psychics, like what a bunch of flakes they are. And so I came out as a psychic when I went to the FBI. If you were listening to the show in the beginning, I came out of the closet as a psychic to an FBI agent. You have no idea how frightening that is. So I feel your pain. I feel for you because I know, Desmond, what it's like. It's almost like being gay and coming out of the closet, saying that you have, you hear things, or you can psychically pick up on things, or that you want to follow this spiritual path. Not everybody is going to be supportive of you. I will say this, too. This is not a psychic statement. This is a practical one. I know many people who want to make the world a better place, and so they do Reiki. They do psychic work. They work as mediums. They do past life regression. But it's like building a practice, as if you're building a medical practice or a law practice. It can take a long time before you have enough paying clients so that you can survive. So I'm not telling you to get a day job because your mom is telling you that, but if you want to go down a spiritual path, it may be wise just to get some kind of day job just to keep money coming in while you work on whatever it is that you're working on the side, okay? Yeah. Now, psychically, I'm hearing that you can do what it is that you're thinking of doing on the weekends, okay? And I'm getting the number 5. It feels like 5 years to me from now, but I feel that you could be doing what it is that you want to do full time and earning money from it within that time frame. So,
Okay.
I'm sorry, you had a question?
No, I was repeating 5 years.
Yeah, you may be saying, oh my God, 5 years. I'm being honest because that's what I feel it's going to take. I'm not saying that nothing happens between now and the five-year mark. I'm just saying that things to me look like they're rocking and rolling at the five-year mark. You have success before then. But I feel like you are really knocking it out of the park at the five-year mark. Are you writing something? Are you writing a book or a screenplay or a blog?
No, not at the moment, no.
Are you keeping things in a journal?
No, I try to keep everything under memory. I try to memorize everything.
Okay, because I'm seeing you writing. I feel like you should be writing things down, okay? Keep a journal of what's going on. If you're picking up things intuitively, write it down. If you're picking up information in your dreams, write it down. Do you know who told me that? The very first FBI agent that I worked with, when I went to the FBI and gave them information about a particular fugitive, he said to me, I hope you're writing all this down. Please start journaling all of this stuff. And he gave me his card and said, anytime you have more information, call me. So even though he couldn't tell me that I was spot on, I suspected that I was and found out later that I was correct. So writing things down, for anybody who's following a spiritual path or moving along the line of their spiritual journey, writing things down is super important. But Desmond, I do see you writing something that is other than a journal. I feel like there's a book there that's going to come out. There's going to be a book or a blog coming out of you, and it has to deal with your spiritual journey. What is it that you're thinking about doing?
I thought about that, like, later down the road, like, writing a book, because all the things you have to go through and the transformation process, I mm-hmm. thought about writing some type of, like, a little mini book or, you know, even an e-book. But, like, I was thinking about that, like, maybe, like, 3 years, 4 years down the road once everything's in place.
Well, that is so interesting because I'm getting this five-year figure. Like I said, I feel like you're rocking and a rolling at the five-year mark. So if you've been thinking, hey, maybe I'll just come out with an e-book at the three-year mark, it may take off, really take off, to the point where at the five-year mark, everybody knows who Desmond is, and they're buying your book. Because you're going to be writing something. I feel like you should start with a journal, but the spirits are saying he is going to end up writing something that many people will read. It could be a screenplay. It could go a number of different ways, but you do have some kind of writing, major writing project ahead of you. Have you ever read the book Conversations with God?
I heard about that, but I never picked the book up.
For some reason, that book is popping into my head right now. What's the guy's name? Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote it?
Yep.
Is that right, Lisa?
Yeah.
I read
the
book a million years ago. I don't know why. Yeah. I mean, Desmond, you're the first person I've ever done a reading for, and I've had this book pop into my head. Does the name Neil mean anything to you or Donald?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. I don't understand why I'm picking up on this book, unless it's, the premise behind this book is this guy, Neil Donald Walsh, felt that he was getting information directly from God. He was channeling it and turned it into a book. So maybe that's why I'm hearing about this book. Maybe you actually received channeled information that you end up publishing.
He ended up turning it into 3 books, by the way.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you end up writing 3 books.
Yeah, it's you should definitely look it up because he's done a lot of really great work. But Conversations with God is his most popular, the one that everyone knows about. And it's something that maybe Jennifer's picking up on it, Desmond, because it's something that's going to resonate with you.
Right.
You know, just even understanding his process and what he did. You don't have to read all 3 books if you're not that interested in reading the books, but you might just want to read his story about how it came to be, and maybe that'll resonate with you somehow.
Okay, I'm going to go on Amazon right now and order it.
There
okay.
you go. Sounds good. We just sold some books for Neil Donald Walsh. That's important.
You can thank me later.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks so much, Desmond. Good luck.
Thanks, Desmond.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Everyone, we're going to get a couple more calls in hopefully here, but I want to remind everyone who doesn't get on or who wants more information to visit Jennifer's website at jenniferhicksmedium.com, Jennifer Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, medium.com, and she, you can actually follow her on Twitter. I'm a big Twitter fan right now. I don't know why. I have a ton of people that follow me, and I don't know why, but they do. I don't know why. Anyway, you're at jennifer4hicks.com, the number 4, Jennifer, the number 4, H-I-C-K-S, hicks.com, or not .com, just at Jennifer
right.
4 Hicks. I always have to say .com for some reason. I'm still not there. And then hashtag, yeah, okay, whatever. All right, so moving right along, we're going to get to Craig from Nevada. Craig, are you there?
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Craig.
Hi. I was calling to see, do you all see a romantic relationship coming for me in the future?
Okay, let's see what we have here, Craig. Craig, the last romantic relationship that you were in, were you fighting a lot with that person?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I can see it. Like, rah, 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 rah. I'm not blaming you. I'm just seeing the two of you, like, at each other's throats. I mean, I just feel like it was a very contentious relationship. And I'm just seeing the fighting. Who's Beth? Beth, Betty, Elizabeth, does that name mean anything to you at all right now?
It's not coming to me right now.
Doesn't mean anything to you now? Okay, I'm wondering if this is somebody new coming in. All right, just hold on to that name. But in any event, Craig, I can see the old relationship, and it just seems like, here's the good news. The next relationship you're in, you're not having all those arguments, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that the next relationship is going to be a lot smoother sailing. You're going to see eye to eye with this individual and actually have a heck of a lot more fun and have more in common. That's the thing. When I focus on your last relationship, Craig, I don't feel like there was a whole lot in common. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, very true.
Yeah. It's like, it's people say, oh, opposites attract, and that may be true, but what I've discovered is opposites usually don't stay together. After the initial attraction.
Yeah, they may attract, but they don't stay together.
Yeah, so this time, the next relationship, Craig, seems to me to be, you stick together. There seems to be shared interests, and it's a calmer, more chill type situation where you're both happier. Nobody's blaming you for the arguing. I just feel like, you two were just mismatched. Let's just see who this person is and when they show up. Okay, this is not too far out. It may be November of this year. Oh, and P.S., I'm hearing that the next person you're involved with is going to be a heck of a lot more sophisticated. So, Craig, last relationship, was the person not that sophisticated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you know, they were not worldly. I don't think that they were gracious. I don't think that they, I don't know, I'm just getting the feeling like the last relationship you were in, the person had maybe led a sheltered life or... They just hadn't been around a lot, you know, maybe kind of podunk, like just not that experience with the ways of the world. And I'm feeling that this next person coming in has traveled, they're more educated, they take a bigger world view, and this is what leads to this greater level of sophistication. So it feels to me like it's going to be a more grown-up relationship for you. It's going, because I'm just feeling like this past fighting was all baby petty stuff.
Yes.
So the next one's going to be a good one. I feel like you could meet this person around November, okay?
Okay.
And then I don't know if you start dating right away. I feel like the introduction is made around then, and then around New Year's something starts to cook with this. So... more power to you, Craig. I think you've got a really good relationship coming your way, and you know, it's just going to be taking you to a better place. The name Beth is, of course, a nickname for the longer name Elizabeth, and there are so many riffs on the name Elizabeth, like Liz, Eliza, Beth, Betty, Lisa. So this person could have a name that is something connected with the name Elizabeth, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever dated somebody Asian?
No, not in my life.
All right. For some reason, I'm picking up somebody Asian coming in, too.
Okay.
This person who's coming in could be of Asian descent, or there may be, like they may have grown up in Hawaii. They may not be Asian, but let's say they grew up in Hawaii, where they may not be Asian, maybe they grew up there. It could be maybe somebody whose dad was in the Army and they moved around a lot. But I'm getting a strong Asia connection to this person coming in.
Okay.
All righty. So more power to you. Have fun.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Bye, Craig. Bye-bye. Okay. Everyone, again, we're gonna get one more caller in, and then we're gonna have to pretty much end the show because Jennifer's gonna be exhausted probably, and need a spa day after today. But you can find out more about Jennifer at jenniferhicksmedium.com. You can sign up for her newsletter there, and I believe you can book. Can you book readings directly through the site, Jennifer?
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Just, well, what happens is you send me an email. You can do that directly on my website that you want to schedule a reading, and then I'll call you, and you know, we'll find out dates and times at work.
Well, I know you're getting some business because already the founder of our network, Daria Ann, and I have been. She does all the screening for me, and she and I have been chatting back and forth. She's like, "I'm getting a reading with her." I'm like, "Yeah, me too." We're like, "Who's?" I'm like, "I'm getting to her first." So you're definitely doing all right
you.
Here. Yeah, you're impressing everyone, even those of us who are
like,
you know, listening to this every week. We listen to people that are doing readings, and we're all. I don't usually spend a lot of money on readings, but every once in a while, you know, you just can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so worth it, especially somebody who does medium stuff, because I think you get to an age in your life when you start losing people and you really want to know, you really want that confirmation that they're on the other side, that there's something even though you know it, it still does something. Even for me, I mean, who I know, I've seen angels since I was born. I've been able to see angels. I always knew that there was another side. I just grew up knowing, I mean, not ever questioning. But for me, you know, you just get to a place, I think, I'm 48 years old, and I'm to a place now where I'm like, I still like to hear the confirmation from somebody. You know what
right.
I mean? Like somebody said, okay, so so-and-so says, and you're like, holy crap! You know what I mean? Because it just blows your mind because you're actually hearing it. And I don't know why that is, but even for people that really, really know, they still love to know – get that extra validation, you know?
Right. And not only do people come through, but I have pets and animals come through all the time.
Really?
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, all
cool.
the time. And, you know, I do readings that are an hour, and I always say to people, as you do too, Lisa, that I can't guarantee who's going to come through,
right.
but somebody from the other side always comes through, at least one person, sometimes five or six. So, excuse me, it may not be exactly who you thought, but still people show up.
Right. I just want to tell everyone who's listening, too, that, you know, next week, by the way, on Just Believe, I'm actually going to be on vacation, and that never, ever, ever, ever happens, people, ever. If I go on vacation, I actually do a staycation. You know what I mean? I don't actually go anywhere. I stay home and just take a little time off. I'm actually going away, like I said earlier, to Florida, and I'm not doing a live show next week. I will play a rerun. If anybody has any good ideas for anything they want to hear again, send me an email at lisa@lisatarvis.com, lisa@lisatarvis.com, and let me know what you want to hear. But I am going to be doing a rerun next week. And everybody, remember, the week after that, we're going to have live psychic readings again. Remember, if you call in, the earlier you call in, the better chance you have of getting on the show. So if you call in at 6:45 when we first start screening, you've got a really good chance of getting on the air versus if you wait until the show is actually, you know, running live. So just want to do that before we take Jennifer. Here's Jennifer from Ohio. Oh, not Ohio, Iowa. Iowa.
Okay.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I have a question. What do you see in terms of a romantic relationship for me?
Okay. Is there a dead guy with an F name like Fred or Frank? Or last name with an F?
Yes.
Okay, because there's a dead guy here. He's showing me the letter F. So as you know who he is, yes?
Yes.
Okay, I don't need to know who he is. But as soon as you asked about romance for me, Jennifer, this dead guy showed up, okay? All right, let's see what Mr. Dead F has to say. Oh, this is interesting. You're in Iowa, but when I focus on love for you, I'm being pulled down towards Florida or the Carolinas. This is very interesting. You may have somebody coming into your life, Jennifer, who's from that part of the world, okay? Or they may live there now and they're moving your way. Or do you have a trip planned there?
No.
Okay, so you're not going to meet somebody on a trip to Florida. All right. There's a very strong Florida, South Carolina, Georgia connection coming in love-wise. This may mean that this person grew up there, is maybe living there now, is going to move. But let's just see what else we can get for you with romance. Okay. Jennifer, when I focus on romance, was there a situation around you, I don't know if this was a marriage that didn't work out or an engagement that didn't go all the way to fruition, or somebody you thought you were going to marry and you didn't marry. Was there something like this that happened?
Yeah, not to that extent, but
I felt,
yes.
Well, I'm getting this feeling of, oh, I think I'm getting married and then everything falls apart. Is that correct?
Yes.
Not a broken engagement, but from what you're saying, like you thought that this particular relationship was going to be the one, and that this was going to go
yes.
further. Okay, because that's what this man with the F initial is talking about. This relationship that you thought was going to get to the next step, and so you know he's talking about your disappointment with that. But I have to be honest and tell you what I'm getting here. I feel like this individual, Jennifer, was not showing you their true self. I feel like there was some level of deception there, or you weren't seeing the person's true personality. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So had you stayed with that person and gotten married or moved in together, I don't think that you would have been happy. Actually, I think you would have been unhappy, like, whoa, who am I with? You know, this isn't the person I thought I was dealing with. Okay, Mr. F, where does Jennifer find somebody new? What's going to happen here? My God, he's pulling me. Okay, he keeps talking about the place with the palm trees. Now he's pulling me to California. Okay, this love interest is either from the Florida area or the California area, because I'm getting slammed with palm trees and beaches right now in my mind. And I'm getting this feeling of somebody working in education. Now, do you work in education? Because if it's not you, it's this guy coming in.
I don't.
You don't. Okay. I'm getting this feeling of this person working in that field. Now, that could mean any number of things. It could mean that they are a school teacher. It could mean they're a college professor. It could mean that they work at a university, but they're not a professor there. Maybe they work in the registrar's office. But there's this feeling of education with this guy. I feel like he's a writer, too. He may have to write to keep his position as a professor or something like this, doing research. But I'm getting somebody smart, somebody learned. I'm feeling like they're intellectual. And Mr. F is saying you've given up. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Pretty much thrown in the towel?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'll never meet anybody. I'll just go to everybody else's weddings and put a smile on my face. Because Mr. F is saying she's getting sick and tired of that too. She's being polite. She's not being a bitch to her friends who are getting married, but she's getting tired of seeing everybody else with a good situation. He says, tell her that these days are coming to an end. So he says, don't give up hope, okay, because this person is coming in. Okay, Mr. F, do you want to tell us when? I'm being pulled to a college university. I don't know what's going on there. I almost see a job recruiting fair at a university. Huh. Okay, this seems to be around this guy. When is he going to show up there, Mr. F? Okay, you may meet him, Jennifer, through a friend. I feel like a girlfriend has to drag you kicking and screaming to a party or something. By the way, are you starting to shut yourself off from social events?
Somewhat.
Yeah, not Selective. Somewhat. You are. Okay, stop doing that. I feel, what's the point? I'm not going to meet anybody. I might as well stay at home with a bag of Cheetos, my cat, and Netflix. Don't go down the Cheeto Netflix path. Keep the cat. But, start getting out more. I know that you're not in this mode where you want to be cruising looking for a guy. I'm not feeling that at all. But if you stay at home watching Netflix, I can guarantee you you're not going to meet anybody. I'm getting the feeling that you don't meet this guy on Match.com. I feel like it's an introduction, okay? That's why I'm telling you, if a friend says, let's go, go. If it's the movies, go. If it's a party, go. Start getting out more, because I feel like this is how you meet this particular person. Okay, Mr. F, I need a date. Oh, jeez. He's not giving me a date. Who's Mary or Maria? Marion.
I have an Aunt Mary that's passed.
Okay, she's here. The reason I said, oh, geez, that movie, The Sound of Music? Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. You know, happy songs, and Julie Andrews is spinning around on the mountaintop. Uh-huh. That is my symbol for the name Maria. Okay, or a name that's a riff on Maria, like Marion. So I see Julie Andrews dancing around singing that Raindrops on Roses. It's like, okay, here we go. There's a dead Maria on the other side. Do you have an Aunt Marion? She's here. Is she associated with your mom?
Father's side.
Oh, she's on your father's side. Okay. Why is she talking about your mom? Hold on a second. Did she have cancer, Aunt Marion?
No.
Then there's another lady coming through from your mom's side. Because there's somebody pointing to your mom and saying, I died of cancer. And she's saying, I'm associated with your mom. So we've got Aunt Marion from your father's side, and now we've got this other woman. Okay, does your mom have a sister who passed?
No.
Okay, I don't know who this lady is from Mom's side, but in any event, this mm-hmm. lady and Aunt Marion seem to be in charge of finding you a man.
Okay.
A good one. You're in Iowa, yes?
Yes.
Do you ever have the opportunity to go to Chicago on
yes.
business? Okay. Do you
not
do
business. But...
Or for fun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have a friend there? I'm just curious.
I have family in the suburbs.
Okay, because I'm feeling like you meet this guy associated with a trip towards Chicago. So start visiting these people more often, Jennifer. I need to come every weekend. But no, seriously, I feel that this is tied in with them. These people may be the ones who introduce you to this guy, okay? So when I ask Aunt Marion the question, when does Jennifer meet this guy, I feel it's related to the trip to Chicago. Do you go there for Christmas?
No.
Okay. Maybe you should. because I'm being pulled to that time period. So, Jennifer, just don't give up hope. You're not going to stay in the desert of despair much longer. Aunt Marion is on the case. She's trying to bring in a guy for you, somebody who's a keeper. And, you know, you're going to say, I never thought this was going to happen to me. But you are going to be very seriously involved with somebody. And she says, don't give up hope because it's coming. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jennifer. Bye-bye. Wow. Great stuff, Jennifer. I really, really enjoyed tonight. I am so happy that you were able to be on the show. Everyone,
oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. And I hope you'll come back again soon. I know
I'd love to.
We work you to death on the show, but we get so many callers and we have so many listeners and everybody wants on the air, and I wish we could get everyone on, but obviously that's just not possible. But we do the best we can, and luckily you can visit Jennifer's website and book a one-on-one session with her. She's at jenniferhicksmedium.com. What do you have coming up, Jennifer? I know you were talking about you do events in the New York City area, right?
Right. Yeah, if you're in the New York City area, on Sunday, September 14th, I will be doing readings at the Quest Bookstore. That's on the Upper East Side. And by the way, this information, most of this should be on my website. That's 240 East 53rd Street. I think I'm going to be there from, let's say, 12 to 5. And the Quest Bookshop is a fabulous bookshop. If you're into metaphysical things, they've just got a wonderful selection of crystals and stones and textiles, and it's really a terrific place. Also, I'll be doing a new venue. It's called Girls Night Out. This is going to be on Wednesday, September 17th. This is going to be out on Long Island from 5 to 9 at Watermill Caterers. And this is a really cool thing. This is a lady by the name of Charlene. She puts together these things called Girls Night Out, and 700 to 1,000 women show up.
Wow.
And they have dinner,
wow.
And they have drinks, and people doing spa treatments, and there's dancing, and there's makeup, and people selling clothes. And I will be doing psychic readings there. I don't know if this one's on my website yet. I have to check and see, because I just booked that. And then on Sunday, October 19th, I will be doing readings out on Long Island at the Huntington Hilton from 11 to 5. And I'll be updating my website with more events that I'll be doing into the holidays and into next year. That's it.
So everyone, if you're on the East Coast or on the, especially in the Northeast, New York City's not too hard to get to. So, you know, there's always a train you can hop on to get to New York. I'm of course from the Philadelphia suburbs. So, you know, for me, it's really easy to get to New York City. But I think for a lot of people up this way, it's pretty simple. So, and also you're on Twitter. You can follow Jennifer at Jennifer 4 Hicks, H-I-C-K-S. And again, her website is jenniferhicksmedium.com. Jennifer, thank you so much,
Lisa,
for being
it's been a
on
pleasure.
The show.
Thank you for having me.
I hope so much you'll come back again.
I will.
Everybody really enjoyed it. And, you know, you'll definitely be hearing from a few listeners,
okay.
You know, getting some one-on-one. So thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Lisa.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, everyone, that was Jennifer Hicks. Again, her website is jenniferhicksmedium.com. She told you about some great stuff she's got going on in New York City, and you can follow her on Twitter, Jennifer the number 4 Hicks is what her Twitter account is. Wow, I'm think I'm getting punch drunk here. Really good time tonight. It was a lot of fun. I had a great time. I think everybody that was listening and that called in, anyone who didn't get on tonight, we have another, not next week. Next week is going to be a rerun. I'm on vacation, but the Sunday after that, back on with another psychic reader. So we'll have some more readings going on the first Sunday in September. But until then, everyone, please visit my website at lisatarves.com, LisaTarves.com. You'll find links to all my pages, my Facebook pages, my Twitter account, which is at Lisa Tarves, LinkedIn, all of them, Pinterest and Google pages, you know, the whole thing. And also there are links to where you can get my book, Just Believe. Until next week, everyone, thank you so much for listening, and we will definitely be talking to you live in 2 weeks. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.